The meaning of July 4th for the Negro. The papers and placards say that I am to deliver a 4th of July oration. This certainly sounds large and out of the common way for me. It is true that I have often had the privilege to speak. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer. A day that reveals to him, more than all other days in the year, the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham. Your boasted liberty, an unholy license. Your national greatness, swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciation of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence. Your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour. Go where you may, search where you will, roam through all the monarchies and despotisms of the old world, travel through South America, search out every abuse, and when you have found the last, lay your facts by the side of the everyday practices of this nation, and you will say with me, that for revolting barbarity and shameless hypocrisy, America reigns without a rival.
Because sometimes a message comes in the wind, and if you're worried about the direction in which it came, then you'll never know which way it was going. Turtle Island Peacekeeper, Peacemaker. We are the past here to visit the ancient future. I'm not an American, I'm native. Not a man, but an Indian. I'm not political, I'm a human being. I'm not a prisoner, I'm patient. Out of the box type of thinking. Raven and bear medicine seeking. Water carriers and the water isn't leaking. This perception of reality momentarily leaving. Sustainability as in survival. Full circle 516 years of resistance as in tribal. Seven generation restarting this new cycle. Past here visiting the future. Tomorrow harvested into the past. Asking the spirits and creator to show us. We don't own the land, the land owns us. Because sometimes a message comes in the wind, and if you're worried about the direction in which it came, then you never know which way it was going. If it ain't in the stars, then it ain't right. 500 nations in flight, 7 fires, Mayan calendar, and a hidden white buffalo calf woman pipe. The spirit of Dagon and Wida and Quetzalcoatl in every spot. Evolutionary ways vary, but seeking medicine in all will unlock. When Uncle opens up that sweat lodge door, it's eagle and condor. The light, and despite all the ideas that might, this generation is the beacon of light. Feeding good wolf as the bad wolf bites. Recognizing this beauty in all this chaos. In the spirit of Nana Buju, Mother Earth, Geronimo, Crazy Horse, and Pontiac. Sky Woman, Iktomi, Slayer of Alien Gods, and Glooskap. The raven in my ear relieves my fear, so the spirit can take over and steer. The nations are returning, the new time is here. Honor your indigo self, honor your relations, honor your past ancestors, honor your future replacements. Because sometimes a message comes in the wind, and if you're worried about which direction it came from, you'll never know which way it was going. Miigwech.
We got to keep our senses alive. Know where we're heading. It's a hard one. But right now you're heading into Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Glad to be here with Graham at the helm.
Holler.
Oh, I think that was shout out. And I think both Frederick Douglass, who opened up this show, and Philip Meschke, whose piece you just heard, spoke much more articulately than I could about how much more we need to do to be able to celebrate fully a democracy in this country. So I send healing out to our nation and our very local community with justice. And on a happy note, I want to send a very big mazel tov to Noah and Ashlyn, who are finally celebrating their wedding. Congratulations. And very happy birthday wishes to some of my dearest, closest friends. Eva, who happens to be in Alonisos right now, is turning 86 years old today. Well, she did, because it's already tomorrow for her. Carol in Squamish. Y'all know how I feel about Carol because I send her happy wishes all the time. Big hugs, and that'd be Omaka, and to all her family, Sydney and Robin and Tessa and Seven, Kyle and Lisa and all. And to the person who's responsible for my being here for 47, well, for getting me here 47 years ago. I guess I'll take responsibility for staying. And that would be our good friend Ted Messing in Brownsmead. Thanks, Ted. And posthumously to my cousin, Susan Newman, beloved. And to our wonderful, everything. Brandy, we're thinking of you. Perhaps you're juggling right now. So thanks to all, and to you, a happy birthday wherever you may be, whether it's today, tomorrow, or sometime this year. And the way we're going to celebrate, in addition to planting more trees, having less pavement, more trees, stopping fossil fuels in order to keep that last week's temperature at bay and celebrate this week's and hope for more rain. We're going to do it with the arts, and we're going to hope that it doesn't rain this weekend because we have some, maybe not next weekend either. I think my first guests will tell you. So, from the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach, I have Patrick Lathrop, who is the executive director, but he's here today because he is directing. I love this. Shakespeareance, presenting the 62nd Shakespeare. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Carol. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, did you make up the word Shakespeareance or did someone else?
Oh, I heard it years ago. I've been a big fan of Shakespeare for many, many years since I started my education, and so somewhere back again I heard it, and then it's very funny, the 62nd Shakespeare, which of course I thought I coined.
Oh.
One of my actors said, "Oh no, we did a 62nd Shakespeare when I was in high school."
Well,
it's not the original one.
And speaking of which, I do believe our second guest might have something to say about that. Catherine Lacaze is here. She wears many, many hats. It seems every 6 months she adds another hat. It must be up to the ceiling by now. But she's here today to talk about her role directing the Coaster Theater's Mystery Hour, presenting, I love this, The Case of the Coaster Clam Bake. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Carol. it's good to be here.
Now, Catherine, did you and a couple of your friends perform either the Shakespeare or something like that a few years ago?
We did, yeah. My two best friends and I kind of directed ourselves and put on, it's called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, Revised.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, yeah.
I knew it was some kind of Shakespearean. I love that word. I'm sorry. Patrick, I'm going to have to steal it, even if you didn't create it.
It's yours to steal, Carol.
Oh, good.
Also, Kate also was in our... what did we call it last? Oh, Don't Fear Shakespeare in the Park. That's the Shakespeare we did last summer, and Kate performed in that.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that because, so was that live in the park?
Yes, we did late last summer, probably, it must have been late August or so. I finally decided I need to do something. And we decided to do a quick Shakespeare in the Park. So we developed a piece called Don't Fear Shakespeare in the Park. And we did it the last two weekends of September and the first two weeks of October.
Oh, wow.
It was quite late in the season, and we had really no publicity or anything. But we had so much fun doing it, we decided to continue this summer. Well, mostly it was because of the COVID that we decided to. But we're going to continue with some sort of Shakespeare in the park in the future.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. I think that's a terrific idea because, of course, for Shakespeare lovers, it's easy. It's a must-see. But also, I think it's a great way to introduce young and old who aren't enamored of Shakespeare because it's fun.
Exactly. That's really the purpose of what I'm trying to accomplish is to, as we say, we want to both educate and entertain.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you do this or something else online as well?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. That was the end of my comment. So we did that in the park last September, October. And then we collaborated with KMUN, actually, KMUN TV and Graham. And we filmed the version up at the Liberty Theater. And we filmed it.
Okay.
We filmed all the actors individually because we're still high into COVID.
Then. Right.
Then Graham and I can't think of his editor's name. Nice, just really talented young people that I was working with. they went out and shot a bunch of footage in a park.
Oh.
Sliced it all together, and then they put my actors in this park, and we created the Shakespeare.
Oh my!
And it's living right now. I think it's living on the KMUN.
Yes.
YouTube.
Yeah, and that's what I saw. And I was confused when you started to say that the actors were at the Liberty because I could have sworn it was outdoors. So now, man, you know, don't believe what you see. Don't
Not
believe
at all.
What you read.
And I
what
also
you
wanted
see,
to right? comment that Graham stepped in, and by Graham, I mean your program manager.
Our station manager, actually.
Yeah, station manager.
Right.
And I can't recall his last name right now.
Nystrom. Graham
there
Nystrom. And not only is he the station manager, but today, I don't see him right now, but today he is my personal engineer and leader. So if anything goes wrong, I get to blame him. But so what did he do last year? We're outing him on all kinds of...
When we were filming... he stepped in and offered to play the guitar for a couple of our
right,
songs.
Right.
And it just was so wonderful that it inspired me. So this year, 60 Second Shakespeare, I have a guitarist on stage who's playing our songs and stuff. So Graham was a great inspiration for that.
There you go. I love the way the arts do this, don't they? We work together, cooperate, and then bring forth greater and more. So let me switch over to Catherine, because you are not doing Shakespeare. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I took this kind of year. A break from that this summer, just so I could focus more on directing this murder mystery in the park thing, which should be a really good time. And so wanted to be able to put my attention there.
Is this an original Case of the Coaster Clambake?
It is. We've had several people kind of have their hands in helping to write it, and it sort of draws elements. If you've ever done like a kind of murder mystery type thing at a social event or gone to like a dinner theater type thing, it pulls elements from all of those. And so it's an audience participation, and, you know, just get to be involved in this really kind of fun, over-the-top kind of murder story.
Right. It sounds, well, with a name like Coaster Clambake, I figured it's got to have a lot of humor to it as well. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But I now I think again, I think you either you or the coaster has been doing more of that, where you bring together a bunch of people to create the production.
We started doing that last holiday season. We brought together a group of writers, really from all over the area and different parts of the country, and they wrote a radio play based on Scrooge, based on Dickens' Christmas Carol.
Right, right.
But we ended up filming it and presenting that, streaming that online, and then so what we realized that. The reason for that was we wanted to do something that we could possibly stream, and we didn't really want to pay royalties, so we really just wrote our own. And then, again, for the summer, it was kind of the same idea. We wanted something that we could choose to stream if we want, and something that we might have more control on when it comes to royalties and things like that. So that's why we opted to do these. And we also, recognizing that it's in the park, you know, we wrote the show. They're very short. They're only like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Really adapted them to the park audience, which is really a completely different audience than the theater audience.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good way to broaden the coaster audience as well.
Yes, very much so. We're really quite excited. And also, I'm very excited to be coming up to Astoria on Sunday, July 25th. We're going to be presenting both of our shows, The Case of the Coaster Clambake and 60 Second Shakespeare, at the McClure Park at 8th and Grand.
Oh, yeah.
Where they show the movies.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that on Sunday. The Liberty Theater is hosting us.
Wonderful.
And we're really excited. The coaster is certainly starting to build some bridges with some of the local art organizations, and I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, I had Jennifer Crockett was here. Well, I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot, but her voice was here. She was on the arts show a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about the North Coast Performing Arts Alliance, and I think you're part of that.
I am, and I'm very honored to be part of it. Jennifer is just, she is a go-get-it gal. She just really is. She's so informative and has been so helpful, and is really, really the reason this group came together. And I've gotten to know all sorts of people through it and different organizations. I'm going to be working now with one of the dance studios to present a theater program with their in their curriculum. And so, yeah, I've a lot of connections, and as a result, the Coaster Theater's getting out there and meeting more people and making more bridges, and we're all really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm loving having the whole area come together. We've talked about this in the past and tried to do something like this, I think, the four theaters. So rather than competing, we could cooperate and make sure our dates worked and all that kind of stuff. But Jennifer expanded it in these days. I think there's something like 14 or 17 groups in the performing arts, not even the visual. So very exciting to have the North and the South come together as well as the others. And Catherine, now I did note that Patrick called you Kate, and I used to call you Kate too, but we were talking about Shakespeare at that time, so it made me laugh thinking of Taming of the Shrew. And I wondered whether you decided to use your full name to avoid that identification.
Oh, you know, it causes more confusion than it's probably worth. When I was in high school, I thought Catherine Lacaze just sounded so much more theatrical. So I started using that, like, in the theater world, and then as I started writing. So professionally, I still go by Catherine just to keep that consistency. But most people know me as Kate, and I don't mind being compared to Kate. Yeah,
all right.
I'm saying it was true. It's probably a pretty apt comparison.
Well, she said it herself. I didn't even have to do it. But I do want to mention that Catherine / Kate has been involved in all kinds of theater with all age groups, doing all kinds of things as well, being on stage herself, organizing and directing the children's theater, as well as working with Astoria High School, and now directing at the Coaster. And you would think that would be enough, but she also happens to be a professional writer, journalist. And now, would you tell us what your latest hat is, Catherine? I'm not sure which name you use for that one.
Professionally, I work for North Coast Land Conservancy as their communications coordinator.
Right. And I am very excited about that. I don't know when you have time to breathe or sleep, but that's not my job. My job is to celebrate the fact that you keep taking on these exciting responsibilities. So what's the age group in both 60-second Shakespeare and also Case of the Coaster Clambake? What's the age range in the actors?
Kate, go ahead.
Oh, well, for our show, The Coaster Clambake, it is all adults. We have one young adult. He's maybe 18. But other than that, we've got a good mix of a couple, veteran actors with the Coaster Theater and some new faces. So that's been a lot of fun. But, yeah, they're all adults in our show.
Can you give us a short synopsis of what it is?
The Coaster Clambake. Sure. So, not to give too much away, there's one character, and pretty early in the show, he meets his demise. He's an investigator. and so he comes back kind of throughout the show because he's the only one clever enough to solve this mystery. And there's five people at his party, each with a plausible reason for having committed this murder. So
okay.
We get to kind of
Great.
Meet them through like an original song that they do. And, the audience can ask questions and then they get to vote for who they think the killer was at the end.
Oh, wow. And,
yeah.
And do they ever find out? Do you tell them or no?
Yes, we
you
do.
Do.
Yeah, we
okay.
will announce then
okay.
who the culprit was.
Okay. This sounds like so much fun. I'm not
Carol,
sure.
The show is very much inspired by the Clue the musical, which we've done several times.
Yes.
And I stole that format for what we did with this one.
Well, it sounds like a blast, especially the part about him coming back because he's the only one clever enough to solve it. I love that idea. And the best part is that the audience gets to take part. And would you call this a family appropriate production?
Oh, absolutely. All the characters are very colorful and it's very much a little campy and very fun. Like, nothing too serious as far as
okay.
the murder is involved.
Right, right. That's the short part. The important part is the rest. How about yours, Patrick? The
Yeah, thanks for asking. You asked earlier about the ages. Actually, Shakespeare, yeah, we've got 6 actors and 1 musician, and 3 of the actors are kids.
Uh-huh.
We've got a 12-year-old, or maybe he might be 13 now, an 11-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
Mm.
And they're all really equal members of the cast. It's quite fun to see them up there performing, and they're quite good. But, yeah, we have some real young ones in the Shakespeare, which is really, really exciting to see. I'm hoping kids are going to come and
definitely
see, you know, kids their own age up there and get excited about doing that.
That's what I was thinking. It is, it's totally inspiring. And I bet Luthien is one of your people, is that right?
She certainly is. Luthien and her mother, Margaret, are
right,
both.
Right. I saw her on the screen, and she, wow. She looked great.
She was our queen. She was our little Queen Elizabeth last year in the park. That's
it
right.
Was,
yeah,
amazing. And I've known her since before she was born, so it's exciting to see this new stage.
She was on stage, you know, when Margaret was carrying her. Margaret was performing at the Coaster Theater. So Luthien was on stage before she was even born.
Right. So this is real family theater, no doubt about it. Okay.
Most definitely.
So let's let folks know this is the Shakespeareans is happening every Friday night at 6 p.m. All of this is at the park in Cannon Beach, 2nd and Spruce, which is right behind the Cannon Beach Visitors Center. And the Case of the Coaster Clambake is every Saturday, 6 p.m. What about weather?
Yeah, if it's bad weather, we will have to cancel. We'll try to make that decision as soon as possible for people. But you know, if even if it's too damp, we'll probably cancel because people don't want to come sit on the damp grass because there's you know, there's no chairs. People have to bring their own blankets and things like that. So yeah, we will cancel due to weather. And unfortunately, we don't yet have a place to move to, you know, in the event that we have bad weather. But that's something we're looking into in the future.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. This starts July 9th, not this weekend, but next weekend, and goes all the way through September 3rd. So plan on stopping by. It's short and sweet and sounds like a wonderful time. Thank you both, Patrick Lathrop and Catherine Lacaz from the Coaster Theater. And don't break your legs. I don't want anybody to break legs, but you know what I mean. So,
yes. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It was always a delight to talk with you.
Great. Thanks for making theater happen. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, you're listening to Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria and KTCB in Tillamook and it's KMUN.org. And you can always, we always welcome clicking that donate button. If you hear something you love, whether it's a song or an event you didn't know about, or it made you feel good, or you just know how important local arts are and how exciting it is that this station of over 100 volunteers and a very small staff has kept going 24/7, 365, virus or not. So stay tuned, and coming up right now, we have Joe Glazer and then some more guests for you. Thanks for being here.
If each little kid could have fresh milk each day, if each working man had enough time to play, if each homeless soul had a good place to stay, it could be a wonderful world. If we could consider each other a neighbor, a friend, or a brother, it could be a wonderful, wonderful world. It could be a wonderful world. Tra-la-la. It could be a wonderful world. If there were no poor and the rich were content, if strangers were welcome wherever they went, If each of us knew what true happiness meant, it could be a wonderful world. And if we could consider each other a neighbor, a friend, or a brother, it could be a wonderful, wonderful world. It could be a wonderful world. Tra-la-la. It could be a wonderful world. Que pueda el obrero ponerse a jugar, que puedan sus hijos la leche tomar, que al desamparado no le falte hogar, que maravilloso será. El día que consideremos que somos amigos muy buenos, que maravilloso el mundo será, que maravilloso será, tra-la-la, que maravilloso será. If we could consider each other a neighbor, a friend, or a brother, it could be a wonderful, wonderful world. It could be a wonderful world. Tra-la-la. It could be a wonderful world. Tra-la-la. It could be a wonderful world.
Yep. And you know who can make it that wonderful world? We. We must make it that wonderful world for each ourselves, each other, and the each other goes out and out and out. And that's what we try to do here on Arts Live and Local. The people who come to us, come to me and you, are, as you just heard, spending their time and energy and thoughts creating the through the arts, healing and joy. And I've got two people online right now from the Oysterville Schoolhouse Artisan Fair. Betty Lou Krause, are you there?
I am, Carol. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. But I'm sitting in my car in the KMUN parking lot. Where are you?
Oh, my gosh. We're at the Oysterville Schoolhouse on this beautiful ground surrounded by trees. We are making the world a better place here with art and music.
Well, this is wonderful. Let me bring in my second guest, who I think is not there, but was there earlier, Judy Iron. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Carol. Yeah, we were there we played from about 10 until 1 and had a blast.
Okay, so as you can see, well, either Judy was just running around playing, or what I know to be true, she was playing music. Correct. And that's what she does in various places. In Oregon, in Washington, in Texas, and with various people, and in many different genres as well. And she's been on Arts Live and Local before, as has Betty Lou Krause. So, Betty Lou, why don't you give us an overview of this whole fair?
I would love to. I'm standing here with Rachel Lake and some of her crew. Woo! And Rachel is a music teacher in Ilwaco, and so we have a table to support the high school music fundraiser. And then we also have 16 tents up here in this beautiful square, about 20 artists, and it's been a really gorgeous busy day. And we have Donna Reynolds in the old schoolhouse cooking in the kitchen. She's been doing hot dogs. Oh, and she did homemade cinnamon rolls that came out of the oven in the middle of the afternoon.
Ooh,
great stuff.
Nice. So this is happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Is that correct?
That is correct. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Okay, so who are these artists, and what kind of arts do you have?
Oh, we've got lots of art. We have Joanne Webster and Deirdre Duell, they do, there's some glass mosaics. How about glass mosaic birdhouses and garden art? Joanne does all sorts of miniatures. We've got jewelry makers. You know some of these people. We've got Vicky and Kevlin showing all their gorgeous stones and jewels. We have a lady who hand paints shirts and does them custom and also does demonstrations.
Oh, with, nice.
That was really nice. Remarkable.
Light, fishing boats, lighthouses, really gorgeous.
And what do you do, Betty Lou?
Well, I'm a painter. So my booth has paintings and prints of my paintings, and also I have my art on T-shirts.
Okay. And do you have any cards?
I didn't bring any cards today, but other people have some cards around here. There's some hand-painted cards. There's three different potters. They're exquisite works. Bay Avenue Gallery from Ocean Park has a booth, and they have a variety of interesting things from knitwear. There's a lady up here who does hand-painted batik.
Nice, nice. Now, is this the first time for this particular Oysterville Schoolhouse Artisan Fair?
No, it's been going for a while. I think about a dozen years.
Oh, wow.
Last year, but it's a quiet small fair, although you wouldn't know it today. We've been really busy.
Well, that's great. And maybe it was quiet because most people don't even know where Oysterville is.
It has the oldest post office in the state of Washington.
Okay. And how many people does it serve?
Oh, probably less than 100.
Right. So, there's only one road that goes to Oysterville?
Oh, yes, all roads lead to Oysterville.
I like your attitude.
If you get on the peninsula and drive north, eventually you'll end up in Oysterville.
That's it. So it's as far as you can go in the human area of the Long Beach Peninsula in Washington.
Right. But you should take Sandridge. It's easier. It's right on Sandridge.
Right. So take a look at a map, or if you have GPS, you can try that. But it's beautiful up in Oysterville. Now, the artists are all outside. Is that right?
All the artists this year are outside. On other years, we've had artists on the inside of the schoolhouse as well. But, you know, because of the COVID year, we decided to do all the art outside. The food is inside.
And how is that working out, having everybody outside?
It's grand, although there are some artists that would probably be here if we were able to give them inside tables. But most people found tents or shared tents. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I love the idea of all the outside activities. We just spoke to the Coaster, which is doing theater outside. And so it's, in Cannon Beach. So it's fantastic. And if it rains, okay, then you have to deal. But let's take advantage of this beautiful part of the world we live in. Now, Judy, you, I don't believe you do visual arts. I know you're a writer of words and poetry and song. So who did you play with this morning and what kind of stuff? Let me just warn folks, if you meet Judy, you might have a song written about you 10 minutes later. She's a real songsmith and she has a wicked sense of humor. So, you know, just be aware. So tell us what you pulled off this morning.
Yeah, well, this is Devil Jay and the Boys, Boys Singular today. The Boys on Sunday will play with Bill also. But Janet and Charlie and myself, and we had a blast. I mean, we just, it was our first time playing out in a public venue.
I hear March people in the background.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, so for people... Is that Betty Lou's telephone that's got all the noisy people?
Yes, it is, oh, Carol. Okay. I'll walk away from the noisy people.
Okay. Judy, there are people who are not familiar with your music. So when you play with Double J, that would be Judy and Janet, and the boy, Charlie, or the boys, Charlie and Bill, what kind of music?
It's old country, and it's funny originals. And, of course, July 4th, I wrote a, it's the 4th of July, I ate too much watermelon. that song I wrote about 40 years ago. We perform that every year on 4th of July, of course. It doesn't have a lot of market other days.
Wait, can you sing it? Can you sing the rest of it for us? Judy, can you sing that one for us, at least a verse or two?
Sure. It's the 4th of July. I ate too much watermelon. 4th of July. I feel a stomach ache coming. Fireworks fly. Turning red, blue, and white while I turn green on the 4th of July.
Nice. See what I mean, folks? She just whips up these songs. So, okay, and then you also play classical music.
Yes, I play in a classical trio, oboe with flute and cello. And then Charlie and I also play waltzes and tangos from around the world under the name of Tanz, T-A-N-Z, which means dance.
Right.
And that includes, you know, waltzes, tangos, klezmer, all sorts of stuff.
So do you have any gigs here in on the Oregon side coming up? You've played at the Sunday Market, I know.
Yeah, you know, I wrote the theme song for the Sunday Market, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was on the radio for years. I don't know what's happening now, but no. We're not playing. I didn't even contact them. You know, we were staying out of crowded venues.
Right.
And now we're gradually getting back. I mean, we have upcoming things, hot gigs like in the Golden Sands Assisted Living.
Okay.
We're playing there.
Nice.
And we love that. And, such. Hopefully, we'll play a little bit more. I'm playing at a songwriter showcase in August for the Peninsula Arts Center. So that'll be fun.
So did you find, because you spent half your year in Texas, did you find the world shutting down made a difference in your creative process?
Yeah, my creative process shut down.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I was doing much more physical stuff than sitting down and creating. I wrote some stories. I had a few stories published in several different places.
I actually informed Betty Lou that you've written a book that was a serious book. So I'm not sure whether when you say you've written stories, whether they're the lighthearted type or the more...
Well, yeah, they're not yuck it up funny, but they're not, they're not fiction. They're more things about living on the desert, about friendship, Yeah.
Good. And you're here for the summer. So we will...
Here until the end of September. And happy for that. And I can't wait to come see Brownsmead.
All right. We'll get you out to Brownsmead for sure. So the Oysterville Schoolhouse Artisan Fair is Friday through Sunday, 10 to 4. Betty Lou, are all the booths going to be up the whole weekend?
Yes, all the booths will be up the whole weekend, and we've got lots of wonderful things to share. There'll be lots more music tomorrow, and
who else?
Judy Swing again. And tomorrow we have Larkin from 12 to 2, and then George Coleman from 2 to 4, so all day. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Double J and the Boys on Sunday morning, and then Marion
DeCicco, yeah.
DeCicco, whose name I can never pronounce. Thank you.
I'm not sure that's correct, but so most of the people involved are local.
Yes, this is a very local show.
Wonderful. Are people glad to be back out sharing?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Everyone has just been joyful today. It's mm-hmm. just been great. Yes.
Good. Do you have other fairs coming up this summer?
Well, we're going to have a summer studio tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in August.
Nice. I've been on that several times, and I really enjoy it. And also, well, there are so many things go on the peninsula, and it's a far cry from the way it used to be when I first came, and it's a. It's wonderful to have the area come alive. There are so many creative people, so good thing. So, again, if folks want to get to Oysterville Schoolhouse Artisan Fair, is there an address that they can put in a GPS?
I think it's like 3322 School Road.
Okay. And just look at the map, and you'll find Oysterville. And it's a beautiful, well, everywhere around here is beautiful, but it is a beautiful area, and the peninsula is lovely just to drive up. But as Betty Lou mentioned, best to take Sandridge Road rather than drive through the towns, which could be very busy this weekend.
Very busy.
Yeah. Is that right? You found it so. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful, like you say, it's a beautiful drive, and the schoolhouse is historic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, have a terrific weekend, and
Thank you. And
I look forward to seeing you both and all the artwork and the music.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol. Okay. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Take care.
Right. Great.
And folks, we've got some music from Reggie Miles. Is that right? I think so. And also, I want to tell you some of the other things that are going on. And today, for example, let me get it in now because El Waco Art Walk actually starts in 10 minutes. So it's good to realize. And you can, if you're already over there at the Oysterville Artisan Fair, you're on the right side of the river. Otherwise, you can go tomorrow. But tonight from 4 to 7 is the Art Walk once a month. And they have 7 different locations. The Skywater Home and Gallery, it's all on Howerton Way, right by the water. That's the El Waco Port. Louisa Mack Jewelry, Marie Powell Gallery, which also has Susan Spence with her fabulous basketry, Don Nisbet Art Gallery, Time Enough Books, Pearly Shell Fiber Arts, and the Salt Hotel and Pub, as well as the Skywater Home and Gallery. So that's all tonight from 4 to 7. And the Hoffman Gallery, Manzanita, is open till 5, Thursday to Sunday, 1 to 5, and they are featuring Pam Green and Kathy Canis, I wrote it down, but. And if you're in Portland listening, you can check out the waterfrontbluesfestival.com. Find out when that's happening. So let's hear some music from Reggie Miles, and I'll tell you a little bit more after that.
Across this great land, every day they awake and rise from their beds with visions of plenty, ideas and plans all dancing around in their heads. If you venture to ask them, they'll tell you, we only want what is best for our family and friends and our country. And then, well, to hell with the rest. Each morning, you'll see them rat racing across mountain and field and stream, keeping up with the Joneses is what it's about when you're chasing the American dream. A mother of six, she's alone now. Her husband's long since passed away, and it's hard to meet ends with a minimum wage, even working long hours each day. Her children, they make do without her. Her eyes have lost their hopeful gleam. Still she slaves away for her family's sake, just chasing the American dream. And each evening you'll see her street walking, a life void of all self-esteem. Keeping the wolf from the door is what it's about when you're chasing the American dream. Each night they smuggle in by the hundreds refugees from impoverished lands, oh, hungry for a piece of the American pie. And they'll get it any way that they can. Corruption's rampant in every encampment. Things are not all as sweet as they seem. And it isn't so nice to have to fight for your slice when you're chasing the American dream. And each harvest season you'll see them. In every orchard and field they teem, building a third world economy is what it's about when you're chasing the American dream. Between the rich and the poor guy grows wider with each passing day. It's not the rich guy who's whining, it's the poor guy who's pining for something more to be coming his way. Each plays the hand they've been dealt with in life. Some rise to the top just like cream. Others spend all their lives in last place. What a waste, just a chasing the American dream. And the prize is just an illusion. The lies make you cry out and scream. Us blind to the truth is what it's about when you're chasing the American dream. The American dream. Oh, the American dream.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us have a different dream for America. We dream of an America where justice and peace for all people will be here, and for the earth and the creatures, and that goes for all over the world as well. But since this is a special weekend, I'm focusing on America, this part of America, the United States. That was Reggie Miles, the late Reggie Miles, Vietnam vet from Seattle, another fabulous wordsmith. So I want to remind you that tomorrow evening in Cannon Beach, there is a summer night market from 6:30 to 9:30. It's an open-air arts and craft market, 1064 South Hemlock, the Cannon Beach Gallery area. And the Art Walk in Gearheart is from 2 to 5 with four venues, the Great Gallery, Cascade, Sotheby's, the Natural Nook, and Trails End Art Gallery, Art Association. And in Seaside, from 5 to 7, this is all tomorrow in the, on the coast. And Seaside, Sunrose Gallery, Pacific Heirloom Art and Collectibles, Fairweather House and Gallery, Tiger Lily Gallery, The Wet Spot, Starry Night Inn and Art Gallery. And there's some wonderful, wonderful work coming from all of these places. So you can travel the coast and see it all, take it all in. What fun that would be. Sunday from noon to 10, the Sea Crab House at Pier 12 has live music all day. And Joanne Rideout read off all of the events for July 4th that will be going on this weekend, including fireworks. And everybody is being urged not to shoot off your own fireworks or even firecrackers. Even though it's overcast now, thank goodness, and even drizzling a little here and there, it is still very, very dry. We have been so lucky here. I'm knocking on wood, my head, as I speak. On Monday at 9:30 a.m., you can find yourself at the Seaside Orange Chair when Fernando rides off into the distance. That would be Fernando, our Spanish teacher from the college, is going to all the community colleges in Oregon. And this is a fundraiser for the, he's calling it the Bandit, which is the name of their newspaper there. So you can give him a send-off if you're in the area. Tuesday, Southwester Art Summer Camp happens Tuesday through Thursday, and this week is Fundamentals of Wabi Sabi with Veronica Huang. And I'm sending that one out to our own Donna Wright, who talks about Wabi Sabi. I love to hear her. Rick's Open Mic is back in gear. Folks, if you've got a poem or you just like to hear poetry or prose poetry, you can get yourself 5 minutes. Show up at Winecraft. That's on 10th in the Water, Rebecca Craft. And it starts at 7 o'clock, and it is wonderful. Mary Lou is doing her final bow this week, and then we will have a new person leading the group, Heather Hershey, whom you've heard here on the radio. So check that out. Tuesday, the 6th of July. Wednesday, the Peninsula Performing Arts Center at 2 p.m. is featuring John Lee. You may have found him at the Fisher Poets Gathering. He's a singer, songwriter, storyteller. Thanks for being with me, folks. Arts Live and Local on KMUN Astoria, KTCP Tillamook, KMUN.org. Stay safe. Stay seen, and make it a better world.